Hi, welcome to this affectionate breathing practice. This practice is often considered to be the first step on the road to self-compassion. Many of us have a long history of being very hard on ourselves. We walk around with this judge and jury in our heads, telling us what we did wrong, what we should have done differently, what we better do the next time. An important aspect of mindfulness is becoming aware of that critical self-dialogue, how it impacts us, and seeing if we can try to build a kinder dialogue. This meditation can help us begin to learn how to cut ourselves a little slack and offer ourselves some compassion. During this practice, it's common to have emotions creep up and catch us by surprise. For some of us, this is the very first time that we have even considered the practice of self-compassion. That we've even considered for a moment being a little kinder to ourselves. So it's quite normal when we go there that emotions come up, and see if you can just allow them. If the feelings become too intense, you can always ground your attention on the feeling of the breath in your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out, or on another part of the body, perhaps the sensation of your feet as they rest against the floor, how solid the floor is underneath your feet, or the feeling of your body as it's supported by the chair, the floor, or the sofa. And when you feel ready, you can come back to listen to the guidance and see if you can begin again. I want to begin here by checking in with our bodies. And we're going to see if anything is working harder than it needs to be right now. And seeing if it's possible to soften those areas, even if it's just a bit. Areas like your jaw, your shoulders, your hands. Just checking in and releasing, even if it's just a little bit. And now we're going to bring our attention to the breath. There's no need to force the breath here, or to try to achieve any particular state. Just going to practice allowing the breath to be just as it is right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Seeing if it's possible to let go just a little bit as you breathe out. Letting go of what you were just doing, what happened in the day. Letting go of what you think you're supposed to be doing, what you should be doing, or what's going to need to be done when you're finished this practice. See if you can let that hang out back on the back burner and bring your attention over and over and over again. As many times as is necessary to following the guidance in this practice. Giving yourself permission to take this time for you. And if it feels right for you, you can close your eyes, or if you'd rather keep your eyes open, just pick a spot in front of you, a few feet ahead of you on the floor, and see if you can soften that gaze. Just allowing yourself to be here, right now. Nothing to do, or plan, or solve in this moment. Resting here with the body, and placing your attention where you feel the breath the most. Perhaps it's in the nostrils, as the air flows in and out, or in the chest, as it rises with the in-breath and falls a little with the out-breath, or in the abdomen as it expands and contracts. Just allowing your attention to rest on wherever it is that you feel your breath in the body. It's very normal for the mind to wander off. That's part of the human condition, it's to think. And if you've noticed that you've been lost in thinking, or that your attention has been taken away by sounds, take a moment to celebrate that awareness. This is mindfulness. Celebrating the awareness and kindly redirecting your attention back to the breath. No need to give yourself a hard time. Just come on back. Back to the breath. If it feels right for you, place your hand over your heart or on another place in your body that is comforting for you. And just allow yourself to feel the sensation of your hand against the skin. Maybe noticing the little space in between the palm of the hand and wherever you're resting it, or sensations of temperature. Perhaps you can feel your heartbeat. Maybe there's some feelings arising with the placement of that hand. And see if it's possible to direct a kind attention. And in so doing, offering yourself a little bit of compassion. And breathing. Feel free to leave the hand where it is, or you can let it rest at any time during this practice. Feeling the body breathing. Noticing how your body naturally breathes without guidance. It brings in what it needs and expels what it no longer needs. All on its own, even when you're not paying attention. Breathing in and breathing out. On the in-breath, allowing yourself to acknowledge how the air comes in to nourish your organs and your muscles, and how on the out-breath, the body is letting go of what it doesn't need anymore. Noticing the chest gently rising and falling. The breath in the entire torso. The movement here. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, expanding and contracting. Noticing the tendency of the mind to wander off over and over again. Perhaps getting lost in a story or some judgment or frustration if following this is harder than you thought it might be. And when you have that moment of awareness, just offering a little kindness, it's okay. Just come on back. Come back to the breath. Come back to the body. And seeing if you can just drop the criticism, drop the judgment, even mid-sentence. Just come on back. Imagine being as kind as you would be, redirecting a puppy that you're trying to teach to walk close to you. Kind as you might be to a friend that is struggling. Bringing your attention to the ebb and flow of the breath. Like gentle waves or a rocking motion. Allowing yourself to be rocked by the breath gently, allowing the breath to soothe you. Especially in challenging times. Giving yourself over to the breath, letting it take the front seat. Bringing your full attention to the sensation of breathing. With kindness and tenderness, guiding yourself back whenever needed. Coming home to this breath that is always with you. Reliable. Steadfast. Seeing if it's possible to direct a little gratitude toward the breath. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Gratitude toward this breath that you carry with you 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Always available to provide safe harbor in the storms of our lives. Just being with this breath. Each new breath. Following the entire cycle of it. From the air as it passes through the nostrils, down the windpipe and into the lungs. And that little pause when you've reached the top of your breath, before you let it go. Back up through the windpipe and out through the nostrils. And that little pause again before you begin again. Taking a few moments here to just be with the body, breathing. As this meditation comes to an end, bring your attention back to the whole body. From the soles of your feet all the way to the top of your head, the front of the body and the back, all the way over to the left side and then the right, this whole body. Wiggling your toes a bit. Wiggling your fingers, stretching if your body needs a little stretch, opening your eyes if they've been closed, and just sitting here for a few more moments. And as you build your practice over time, I hope that you come to trust in this really neat thing, this breath, that you take with you wherever you go. You come fully equipped to offer yourself a soft place in tough times. I'm glad you found this practice, and thanks so much for listening.